But it's about planes, right, being set up that can actually capture. So those planes set up within the mind are built up from truths. And things flow through basically means that the good doesn't have vessels into which it can be held. Therefore, it gets stolen, taken away, if you like. But where there is a plane in the mind whereby what is of the Lord has been worked into the life, then what flows in is acknowledged to be from the Lord. I mean, that's the big thing. That's what holds it. If it's not acknowledged to be from the Lord, it doesn't get held. So there's that bit about it, in this part of the reading that we had. It talks about mercy or good, that those who have a love for truth, there's mercy present. Well, of course there is, because if there is a love for truth, truth is worked into the life, and truth is the vessel that holds good. So you're judged from good, or the mind is organized, because that's what the judgment means. It is organized according to the inflowing good, because the good has vessels into which it can flow and thereby operate within the mind. Whereas if those vessels aren't there, there's nothing for it to work from. It can't take hold of evils and falsities and create an ordered mind out of those. It just can't, it's impossible. It can't do it. But so long as there's something of truth in the mind, then there's something that the good flowing in from the Lord can actually work with to structure the mind in a way whereby heaven is present, because heaven is a form of mind. It's not a place, right? We know that.